Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Well, here we are again with our time together. You know, as I travel, I'm always delighted to meet more of you, my listeners, and I'm delighted to spend time with you today, too. I hope someday we'll meet. Well, the theme I've chosen is From Worry to Winning. Years ago, I heard a saying that went like this: worrying is actually good because most of the things we worry about will never happen. Yes, the person who said it reminded me that our imagination is often much worse than the actual events. But in Ephesians 3:17, it says, "Christ will make his home in your heart as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong." That's my prayer for you, that we won't have to worry, but we will keep our roots down in God's love and keep us strong. I used to own the Christian bookstore and often had worries about making ends meet and how to generate more sales and so on. But one day a little boy gave me a good example about worrying unnecessarily when the event is in the future. The boy, a five-year-old with his father standing close behind, smiled as he pushed a book up toward me. And he put his few little crumpled dollar bills on the counter and some quarters and pennies, and I glanced at the book. It was about astronauts. So as I rang it up, I said, "Well, that looks very interesting." And the little boy said, "Well, it's about the moon." And I said, "Would you like to go in a spaceship?" He looked pretty frightened and stepped backward toward his father and clutched his father's arm and said, "Now?" Well, his father and I exchanged an amused look. "No, not now," I told him, "when you grow up." Well, wasn't I being as silly as that little boy to worry about projects in the store that were far in the future? Just as the little boy felt secure with his father right there beside him, we too have a loving Father who will be with us no matter what our future holds. As you think about things that you can lay aside and stop worrying about, let's listen to this song by David Sapp. He's singing, "This is the Place for Miracles."
This is the place for miracles, the place where healing waters flow. This is the place for answers, where your precious seeds of faith today can grow. So walk for the harvest God has promised, expecting every mountain to be moved. This is the place for miracles, God's healing place for you. The broken, breaking chains of sickness and disease. Together we can see our faith growing. We will reap every harvest promised for our seeds. This is the place for miracles, the place where healing waters flow. This is the place for answers, where your precious seeds of faith today will grow. So walk toward the harvest God has promised, expecting every mountain to be moved. This is the place for miracles, God's healing place for you. This is the place.
This is the place.
This is your place.
This is your place.
This is the place. God's healing place for you.
What a wonderful song of assurance. Indeed, as you believe in Jesus, then wherever you are, wherever in this big wide world, it is your place for a miracle. The miracle that you need as you trust in Jesus. My theme, Worry to Winning, reminded me of when my son and daughter-in-law and their children were visiting with us in the California desert where I used to live. Early one evening, my little granddaughter Sadie and I were in the car on the way to the grocery store. Driving along, my mind was on some difficulties rather than on talking to Sadie. Well, there's a large lighted cross up on the side of the hill that can be seen for miles. It was placed there by some friends of ours, Ed and Jean Ward, on a hillside that they owned. Seeing it has often brought me comfort as I drive around in the desert, but because it's always there, sometimes I don't think about it. But suddenly, Sadie noticed it. "See the cross, Grandma? God made the cross light up," she said. Well, practical me replied that the cross had electric lights on it, and some friends of mine had designed it to light up. "No, Grandma," Sadie said, "God makes the cross light up because he loves us." Oh, what a wonderful blessing those young ones are for us. What wonderful teachers of God's truth just when we need it. Yes, God makes the cross light up because he loves us. And as I thought about it later that evening, I knew that since God did indeed love me, as well as the people I was concerned about, I could trust him to be with their situation. I didn't have to worry. And you can trust God too, you know. You can go from worry to winning as you rest in the security of his care and love. One of the ways to leave worry behind is to remember to keep a thankful attitude. And now for some music by the Celebrant Singers. They remind us,
give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. Give thanks. Because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Say, I
Give thanks with a grateful heart. And in case you just tuned in, I'm Samantha Landy, the host for this program, Psalms of Hope. Our program is prayerfully planned to remind you that you can have hope in spite of your circumstances as you trust in God. My theme for this program is From Worry to Winning. You know, it's strange the things we worry about. Sometimes we worry about not doing enough, even not praying enough. I've heard some ministers tell us we need to pray more than an hour a day. And they give us examples of people in history who did that. I don't know if the minister themselves do, but they tell us we should. And indeed, there have been times in my life when I was taking Bible classes, studying and praying more than an hour a day. But for most of us, it's hard to fit an hour into our busy lives. And yet we do know that as we pray for God's help, He will help us. Well, finally I found a plan that works for me when I don't have a whole hour to pray. My main strategy developed in my Christian bookstore as I saw so many people with worries. I learned to pray for them in little 1-minute snippets of prayer throughout the day. It surprised me how well this works even for my own personal life. But what I found was I wasn't in the habit of sending up a prayer before responding to each problem or irritation. Usually I found I ended up praying, but all too often not to ask help for the problem, but to say I was sorry. So these days when I feel anger building, I try to turn to God. The simple act of stopping for even a few seconds to ask for help from God is often all it takes to turn me away from replying in anger or frustration. It takes only a moment to substitute, "Oh God, please help me and guide me," for the other less charitable thoughts that pop into my mind. Yes, as we choose to say those little minute-by-minute prayers, it will become a lifestyle. And also a comfort to know that God will be with us each and every moment if we ask Him to help. And it will help us keep down our worrying, and we can indeed go from worry to winning. There's a song that's my heart's cry, and I hope it is yours too. The praise and worship group singing, "I Want to Be Where You Are."
Draw me near to where you are.
May that be our prayer. Lord, I want to be where you are. The comfort we have is that God is here in this world with us if we ask him. Well, on this program, I'm discussing the idea of moving from worry to winning. You know, it's odd what can get me riled up. For months, I was disgusted at the mere mention of a certain political figure in our country. I had a fit at his remarks in the newspaper, and I bored my friends with my tirades against his policies. But one Monday morning, when I had to change my password on the computer, I was surprised to find myself thinking of this person. You see, sometimes I choose my password as the name of someone I need to pray for that month. But pray for someone I disagree with politically so much? But I was reminded of the scripture in the first book of Timothy that says we should pray for our leaders and all those in authority over us so we may live a peaceable life. Well, I winced as I entered his name with some exclamation marks behind it. But for the next month, I did pray for him. I still got riled up at the mention of his name and still argued with comments in the newspapers. But as the month wore on, I started thinking about why he believed in what he believed and how he had come to those decisions. I still disagreed with him and wouldn't vote for him, but at least I followed God's direction of praying for all those in leadership. So wherever in the world this program finds you, maybe we all need to pray more about our own country, as well as pray for wisdom for all of our leaders on the local level as well as the national level. Actually, God asks us to do that in 1 Timothy, saying that if we do, it will help us have a more peaceful life. You know, it's strange what prayer will do for you. It can even turn an enemy into a friend. Maybe our prayer needs to be, God, help us to learn to love even when we don't agree. Loving even those we don't agree with will turn us into overcomers. And here's a song about overcoming. The Continental Singers sing for you, He That Overcomes.
He that overcomes.
love God-honoring music, and I hope it blesses you too. As we end this time together, my prayer is that you are encouraged not to worry, but to trust in God. A friend of mine wrote this in a devotional long ago. She wrote, "I'm writing this by the light of the clown night lamp I bought my 2-year-old granddaughter so she would feel safe. Katie has never been away from her parents before, but she's staying with me and she has learned she can trust me. My mind is filled with unknowns about Katie's future and the world. It's a world filled sometimes with violence and suffering. And like a child away from home, I sometimes long for the comfort of familiar ways. But Jesus, the one who loves us, has told us that he will never leave us. And I've learned that I can trust him." That's what my friend wrote. Oh, may we be like little Katie, at peace because her grandma was there. May we remember not to worry, because the same loving, changeless God will be with us. Whether it is in the big worldwide disasters of earthquakes, hurricanes, terrorists, or wars, or even our own personal tragedies. Our trust in God may be the best legacy we can give little Katie and all of our children and grandchildren. Yes, that's my prayer for each one of you, our precious listeners. May you remember you don't have to worry, because you can trust God that he will walk with you through each and every circumstance. May our trust in God be our nightlight for our future. And may we declare with King David in Psalm 25, verse 1, "O Lord, I give my life to you, and I trust in you, O my God." Well, as I close, may I encourage you to go to my new Facebook page and connect with me there, as well as if you want to listen to more of my programs, you can find them on my website at SamanthaLandy.com. I hope you'll tune in the same time, same place next week. And remember, God loves you with an unconditional love that will keep you forever and always.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at SamanthaLandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.